life stories, passion, career growth, and success. You're listening to Historia with your host, Kim Gonzalez.
Welcome to another episode of Historia with your host, Kim. And this episode, I want to present to you a phenomenal person who has produced many leaders throughout the years. His name is Vamsi Palimetla. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim. Great to be here.
All right. So it's super great to have you, Vamsi. So what I want to begin, or what I want to start for my listeners, is to have you introduce a little bit more about yourself. Please tell us about where you're from and what you're working on today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Been living in US for the last 16 years. Originally from India, I had about like a 23 years into corporate IT before starting my own leadership coaching business. And yeah, I'm super grateful for this opportunity to talk to you across the globe.
Yes, I'm super excited. A little bit of backstory. I was actually referred by one of his mentees, Brendan. So he is a public speaker and also a host of his own YouTube show, Master Talk. So he helps many people on this platform on how to become an effective communicator and how do you become an efficient public speaker. So I assume that you're a very busy person as a leadership coach. Now give us a picture about your day-to-day life. What do you usually do when you're not coaching?
Oh, what I'm not doing when I'm not coaching? I think I always try to fill my cup. So when I say fill my cup, filling like maybe my cup with knowledge, filling my cup with different routines that I always wanted to challenge myself. So it all starts with the morning routine. From the last like a couple of years, I've been part of the 5 a.m. club. So every morning, no days off. Saturdays, Sundays, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, birthday, no days off. Even when I got my COVID vaccination, no days off. Oh. So 5 a.m., that is where like I get up. Like I get up like 10 minutes before that. I complete my morning meditation. And every day at 5 o'clock, we have a call with a handful of leaders from, most of them from in U.S. And we discuss about what are the top three things that they're going to be working on that day. If they don't have three, what is one thing that they're going to be working on that day? So we are going to be setting our intention. The moment that call only lasts for 5 minutes. And after that, we're going to be jumping into our the first activity that is like getting some like maybe warm up. So then get into gratitude journal, complete like maybe what are we grateful for? What are like maybe why we are doing what we are doing? It's all about like maybe writing it down. Then completely releasing everything that is going in our mind. So whenever like maybe you have a calculator and you have like maybe 10 digits on the calculator, multiple multiplications on this, before you start anything, what is the first thing that you do? You hit clear, right? The
right,
same
or
thing.
You turn it on, right?
Right. So that is exactly what we're going to be doing with the intention. We're going to be clearing everything going on in our mind and putting into our the notebook. So that way, everything is clear from here. We can think, what can we do today? So that way, maybe we can make a difference. How can we make today a masterpiece? So that is how like we start our day. Throughout the day, like we have like multiple intentions and continue that. To answer your question, what I'm doing when I'm not coaching, I'm always filling my cup.
Fantastic. Always filling your cup. I like your routine of waking up early in the morning, because actually I have to admit that I wake up pretty late in the morning, like 10 or 11. It doesn't actually matter what time, but it's between the range of 9 to 11. It's super late. So that's really amazing. Super awesome that you're already making it a habit. And then you're doing meditation. Plus, you're also thinking about what are the three things that you should do today. It's like setting your mind to do something. So fantastic. Love it. Next is, I want to go deeper with your, I would say this an origin story. So kindly share with us how it all started. Like, what was your early life and how did you become a leadership coach?
Absolutely. So how far you want me to go back? We can talk for like a couple of hours, or maybe we can talk it like maybe next few minutes and I can give you the cream of it.
All right. So maybe we just get before, you know, the time before you became a coach, or you're doing your corporate life, your start of your career or something like that.
Absolutely. So maybe I'll take you back to 2010, 11 years ago. I was working in the corporate, doing pretty good as my role was architect. So I came from IT background. So I was designing and developing IT systems. So suddenly I got an opportunity to become manager. And I was not expecting that. I was not prepared for that role. But management thought I'm ready for this role and they offered me that. I was super happy because a lot of people competing for that particular role. So first 1 month came, it went super good because I was super excited. Everything like maybe I'm doing, I was working in the clouds. Then one day, one of my boss, manager, who I was reporting to, he came to me and said, tomorrow we have a town hall meeting and you're going to be sharing what your vision with your team, what you're going to be doing for the next 6 months, what you're going to be doing for the next 12 months with your entire team. I thought like, wow, that's a great opportunity. I never done that kind of like maybe a presentation before. I prepared all night about what I'm going to be talking about. The next day morning, I went to work. There, I was expecting about 15 people, those who are reporting to me. But I saw almost like 100 plus people. And the moment I saw all these people, I completely like maybe lost my confidence. Oh, all these people are going to be in my room? What am I going to be talking about? I was not prepared to talk to 100 plus people. I was only prepared to talk to 10, 15 people. So that presentation did not go as per my expectations. I completely bombed on the stage. I could not even tell what I was doing until that point. And that night, I felt really, really bad. And I was like so low. I was so depressed. My wife asked me, I never saw you that dull. What happened to you? And I told her, I think I took an opportunity where I'm not capable of delivering the expectations. And she told me, if you're not good at that, maybe why not go back to your old job? Oh, that's a great idea. And the next day morning, I went to work to talk to my manager about, hey, thank you for this opportunity. And I don't think like I can be a manager because I'm not good at public speaking. And I'm not good at like maybe delivering keynotes in front of like hundreds of people. I wanted to go back to my previous role. That was, I was working as an architect. That was my intention. So I went to the work and I knocked my manager's door and he asked me to come in. Hey, come in and what's going on? And I was about to say this thing. And he said, Vamsi, you did pretty well yesterday. That simple thing completely blew my mind. Really? Okay. And he also said, there are going to be many more opportunities. And I was about to explain something I would have done better. He said, like, this topic is over. You can go back to your work. I stepped out from that room. That moment came. I decided somebody believed in me. Somebody thought I'm going to be a great leader down the road. So I do not want to let that person down for any reason. I started investing into my personal growth. I started like maybe putting all the money that I was making at that point, after paying my mortgage, after paying my the family expenses, I was started investing into my personal development. I started attending to a lot of conferences, started buying programs, taking like a courses, like reading books. So fast forward, 3 years later, I was talking to 10,000 plus people, and one senior executive came to stage and said, Vamsi is one of the best public speaker I know. Wow. This is all possible because somebody believed in me and I took that really, really seriously. That thing changed entire my career, and also like maybe that is like maybe the foundation for the business that I started. Because somebody believed in me, I became who I was at that point. If I can believe other people, they can become that person as well. So part of my corporate journey, I was always like a mentoring, coaching other people without even me knowing that I was mentoring and coaching. So about like a 3 years ago, I started coaching as my business, and I started like helping leaders. I started helping like maybe executives. Now where I'm now because of all these things. This is like maybe short version of my story. Hope this like landed for you.
Wow. I love your story. It's so, there's so much empowering moment, especially on that dark moment where you are, oh no, it didn't do well for me, but someone said, oh, you actually did well. So that person actually believed you, and it's your boss, your leader, not actually a boss, but it's more of your teammate, your leader, someone who's bringing you up. So he's more like a mentor to you because he is someone who, you know, believed in you even in your darkest moments. And instead of criticizing you, he chose to move on. He chose to move on and, you know, focus on what you can do moving forward. So I like it. Super awesome.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what I found interesting about your bio is your tagline. And I think based on your story, that's where your tagline comes in. Become the architect of your future. Because I can see that you are an architect before you became a high-ranking officer, so that's awesome. So as you've been coaching for very long time, you've produced a lot of leaders already, I'd like to ask you, what is the number one quality a leader should possess?
So it's all about the mindset. So everything starts with the one thought. We don't have to have something like maybe really tangible things in front of us. The thought, if you can see it and if you can believe it, I think you can achieve it. So you need to have those thoughts. You need to just like maybe using your time effectively. So there are like multiple factors, Kim, to answer your question, but to make it simple, it's all about the mindset. How you are seeing yourself and how you are behaving based on what you're seeing. For example, you have, let's say maybe somebody from the people who are listening to this podcast, they're like maybe 200 pounds weight. If they see themselves, I'm not 200 pounds, I'm just like maybe 130 pounds, 150 pounds with the six pack abs, their decisions, their behavior is going to be completely different than what they have right now. It's all going back to the mindset. So once the moment they see, I think like I'm going to be this person. One other example, if somebody's like maybe making only $20,000 a month, they wanted to make like maybe $100,000 a month. So they're going to be thinking like, I'm going to be making $100,000 a month. So what kind of decisions this $100,000 a month individual is going to be making? If you start making those individual, the decisions, you're going to be in a completely different path. So how I'm going to be using my time? Am I going to be using my time based on like maybe other people's priority, or I have my own agenda? It's all going back to what is here inside of between these two ears. Hope this landed for you.
Oh, nice. I love it. Now, I think it's about not just mindset, but also self-image. It's like your vision of what you're aiming to be, and you're claiming it, and then eventually it's like you're manifesting into that particular person. For example, if you're a runner, right? You're claiming to be a runner, and then eventually you started running, and then it became a habit of yours. So I think that's how it manifests in you. So yeah, that is
absolutely. Absolutely. So maybe I'll put it in an easy context for all of your audience. So it's not about the big office that you're going to have. It's not about like the big paycheck. It's not about the big house that you're going to be living in. A lot of people, they spend time, I'm going to be doing X, I'm going to be doing Y, I'm going to be doing Z once I have that promotion. I'm going to be doing this work once I get like maybe recognized here. That is not how it is going to work out. You need to start doing the work so you get that X. This is almost like maybe a funny example. I wanted to go to gym when I get my six pack abs. Is this going to work? No.
Oh.
You do work out, go to gym now so you get your six pack abs. That is exactly like maybe what leadership is. Like it's all about like maybe you seeing that, I think I'm going to be doing it. And also, you're doing what you decided to do. A lot of people, they have so many ambitions. I wanted to start my own business. I wanted to start my own podcast. I wanted to be writing my own book. But those are just like maybe dreams. There is no action. Leadership is all about taking that first step, taking that first action. You don't have to see the entire staircase. You just need to see the first two steps of the staircase and take those first two steps. That's all.
Nice. So it's actually execution. So if you're a leader, you have to be an executor, because it doesn't make sense when you're saying I'm gonna get the six pack abs and then you're eating a lot of cheeseburgers. You're stuffing it on your mouth, right? So yeah, fantastic. And I want to mention about, because I've reviewed your LinkedIn profile, and one of the content that I've noticed is the toughest leader or the toughest person to lead is yourself. And by far, I can see that you're very, very successful in doing it. Now, what is your secret or your secret ritual in, you know, taking leadership in what's ahead of you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe I'll give one more analogy that is going to be helpful for all of your listeners. Let's say say you have an orange, you cut that orange into two pieces and you start squeezing that orange. What are you going to get?
Orange juice.
Orange juice, right?
Yes.
Whereas if you go to 90% of the population, when you cut them into half and start squeezing it, what are we going to get is guilt, a lot of limiting beliefs. I wish I have done that. I don't have X, I don't have Y. Why? Because those are the things that are like maybe holding them back. So part of this journey, very first step, when I start working with individuals, those who wanted to become leaders, I help them identify what are the limiting beliefs that they have. And we work on a process to completely rewrite those limiting beliefs. For example, you're using your computer. If you are a Windows user, how your computer performance is going to be in 2021 using Windows 95 operating system? Not that good. Things are changed. Everything is like going at a different pace. Windows 95 operating system may not serve your current needs. But for most of us, the limiting beliefs that operating system sitting inside of our brain is designed very long ago, that needs to be upgraded. So part of this journey, I will help them to uncover like what are the limiting beliefs that they are maybe encountering every single day, and also replace that with a new version of liberating truths. So once that replacement is done, they're going to be unstoppable. they're going to see bigger picture. They're going to see the vision maybe for their life for the next 3, 5, 10, 20 years. And they're going to be making decisions based on where they are going to be down the road, not based on where they are right now. Making sense?
Yes.
So that is how like maybe the process will start.
Oh my. So it's actually a deep rewiring of your brain, your process of your brain. Because I think, yes, especially if you're, you know, if you are born in, you know, and in a different scenario, or you know, you have this different challenges in your life right now, chances are you will be held back by, you know, those limiting beliefs. And I would say those limiting beliefs are fear, you know, your insecurities. Yeah, there's just a ton of it, and you have to, I think the key to identifying the limiting beliefs is you asking the right questions, right? So yeah, you have to like probe and probe, asking it, you know, you ask one question, and then once you answer that question, you answer a follow-up question based on your previous question. Yeah, I think that's the key for identifying your limiting beliefs. And of course, same thing with what can you do to move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So that being said, what are the chances a leader might fail if someone isn't coach, or you know, whether it's leading himself or his team?
Could you repeat the question, Kim? I did not.
Because this actually goes with, for example, you're a leader already, and you know, without a coaching, you know, without a coach, without a leadership coach, what are the chances that that particular person might fail if he's not coached by someone in authority, or someone who, you know, someone, a leadership coach, right? Whether it's leading himself or his team.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there is like no rule that every individual should have a coach. Everyone can figure things out. So the advantage of coaching is basically like you are compressing the time. You can go and figure out things on your own. It may take maybe 1 year. Sometimes it may take like 10 years. If somebody can offer 10 years worth of your time, what is that valuable to you? And what is that valuable to your team members? That is where like maybe the coaching and mentoring comes into the picture. I spent like more than $250,000 in the last couple of years just to get coached by the best in the world. I directly work with Tony Robbins, Robin Sharma, Brendan Burchard. You just name it, like pretty much all the experts in the world. So what I'm gaining, I think I'm gaining their proximity. So now my thoughts almost like are similar to their thoughts. I'm thinking like them, I'm acting like them, I'm behaving like them. The same way you associate yourself with a coach, you're going to get like maybe 10-year progress in less than like maybe a couple of months. And you, up to you, how you're going to be going after that. To, again, like to summarize this one, I think we all need to have coach, no matter what we are doing. If you look at every athlete doesn't have a coach, but every Olympian got a coach. So you have one life, you choose, you wanted to be just like athlete running here and there, or you wanted to be Olympian, proving the world what you meant to be doing in this world.
I see. So you having a coach takes you to to a different level, rather than if you're not coach, you can still succeed. However, it might take you longer. So I think the role of a mentor, of a coach here, is to bring you to success, or to your desired direction, in a shorter amount of time. Yes, I think
absolutely.
It's making
absolutely.
Sense. Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah, and also like why personal development is really, really important. I'll give one more example, Kim. let's say like maybe three types of people, and all three got $10,000 as a bonus for that year. So number one, type A, type B, and type C, we'll put it into three buckets. Type A will go and buy shiny things. Oh, I got $10,000 bonus. I wanted to buy like maybe a nice car. Maybe I wanted to buy a nice home theater system. Maybe I wanted to buy a jewelry. So type A. Type B, they take $10,000 and put into something that they don't have control on. For example, they put into the stock market. They put into real estate, which is good, but they don't have control. If stock market is going good, the investment, the asset will go up. If stock market not doing good, the assets will go down. And your happiness, everything is going up, you're happy. When everything is going down, you're not happy. You somehow feel, oh, I made a wrong investment. But type C people, they invest that money into their personal growth. Doesn't matter what is happening outside, whether the market is going up, going down, politicians changing, they are growing. If you are growing, always that happiness is sitting inside of you. You are better than who you are last month. You are better than who you are compared to last year. So that happiness will take you to the next level. This time, you're not just making extra $10,000 as a bonus, you will be making maybe $50,000. Because of the $10,000 investment that you put on yourself. I'm just like giving those numbers as an example to simplify this one. So we all have those three options all the time, whether to put our money into shiny things that are going to give us like instant pleasure. When you get your new thing, new home theater or a new phone or a new watch, you're going to be happy in the moment. After a couple of hours, couple of days, your happiness goes down. The second option, it's all like you don't have any control, either it goes up or goes down. You are always like looking at them, but you are still the same person who you are last year. And the last case, you are growing. You are a completely different human being. You got a new operating system. You are thinking differently. You're acting differently. And you're working on completely different tasks. So that will give us like more things. That's like maybe I think like simple way to put it. Why everyone should need a personal development and why everyone should have a coach.
Nice. So you become resilient. You know, you're becoming, I don't know what's it called, but it's something you're economic proof. You're something like that, right? So it doesn't matter if the market is going up or going down. You're still growing. You're still, you're still going up. You're becoming better and better as a person. And doesn't matter how things, external things would change. As long as you're changing yourself for the better, I think it's you're in a good position. Nice.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Now, I want to go with the leading other people, right? So kindly explain why a leader works for his team and not otherwise.
Leader works for team?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I just wanted to understand, like maybe what is the question behind the question?
For example, when you're at work, you're a boss, it's a difference between the boss and the leader. So if you're a boss, it's like your team. I think I'm actually answering the question anyway, but it doesn't matter. But I think if you're a boss, your teammates, they're working for you. You're just instructing them, right? And they do the job for you. However, if you're a leader, I think you're working for them, right? Instead of you just bossing them around, just saying those, commanding them, commanding. You're
absolutely
definitely working.
Absolutely.
Yes, you're working with them. You're not actually working with them. You're also working for them. We have to elaborate that a little deeper to our listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. Always, there are two types of people. They are looking for short-term things. Sometimes leaders behave like that. Sometimes, like maybe managers behave like that. Always like a long-term thinking. What exactly, like maybe the goal that they are working on? Most of the people who call themselves like leaders, managers, like maybe the bosses in the organization, they always see if something wrong, they're looking for why this is wrong and who created this mess and how can we get out from this mess? Those are the questions that they're going to be asking. It's all about like the questions that we are going to be asking ourselves. Whereas like maybe the 1% leaders always see this, oh, this happened here. What can I learn from this particular situation? And how can I make this even better based on where we are right now? So it's just like maybe a 2 millimeter difference in terms of thinking that is going to be completely put people into at a different level. If you are thinking you're a manager or maybe the boss, always like maybe don't just like maybe look for the situation and point out, oh, because of this guy or because of this girl, this got messed up. Always like you take 100% responsibility. It's not their problem, it's your problem. Because of that, I think like maybe difference between like maybe any average manager and an extraordinary leader. They want 100% responsibility of anything.
I see, I got it. So I think the word accountability comes in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's you taking charge. Or for example, if you're that manager, if you're that boss, or if you're in a higher position, so whatever the employees or whatever those persons, your team is making mistake, you're acknowledging that it's your mistake. It's not only their mistake, but it's also your mistake. All right, and got it. Oh, I found the answer. All right, thank you so much.
Sure.
Nice. Okay, so now we've talked about our journey as a leadership coach. We also tackled a lot of things in leadership already. Now I want to know, what's next? Like, what's next on your career? Or, you know, your long-term goals or some more values or anything that you foresee in the long term?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are like multiple goals I'm working on right now. One goal is I wanted to help as many managers to step into their leadership role. That means like they're going to be really behaving like leaders. It all starts with like maybe taking the personal accountability, taking that personal ownership. And how this is going to work? By just like creating some momentum. A lot of people in this world, they have dreams, and they're working hard. They're not getting like what they're supposed to be getting. By just like making some small differences in their lifestyle, making like maybe tweaks to their routines, they can get into their optimal routine. So that is like one goal I'm working on, helping like hundreds of people. The second goal I have came, I'm helping people to come out from the corporate and start doing what you and I are doing. So that is the second goal I'm working on. I'm only like carefully selecting people who are really, really ready for that and helping them to step into their full potential and show the world what they're really meant to be doing here, inspiring other people and creating like more leaders around the world. And this is all like going to be possible only if you start stepping out from your comfort zone. Nothing is going to grow. Nothing is going to be happening inside of the comfort zone. The moment you step out from the comfort zone, everything will change. And you have to act before you are ready. A lot of people, they wait for, I wanted to be perfect before I wanted to do something. Just like you and I, we are not perfect. We are not good. You are sitting like maybe 10,000 miles away with the on and off internet connection. We had like challenges with the power supply, but we are still doing this because we are acting before we are ready.
Yeah.
That is a mantra I think like we all need to be keeping in mind.
Oh, thank you. You know, I also, I would go back to this memory where I started doing the podcast. Actually, when I started doing the podcast, I don't have any idea about how podcasting works. I just got inspired by one person, by consuming that particular piece of content from my previous virtual assistant job. So he introduced me to that particular content creator, and I got so inspired. Even though I don't know how to do it, I don't know how to execute, I still execute it anyway, just do my research and then all this. So yeah, and then you're improving along the way, right? So I get the meaning when you said act before you're ready, right? So that's where that's where I can really relate. It's actually my podcast journey as well. Awesome.
Now, amazing.
One more thing. What are your pieces of advice to people who, because when we say becoming a leader, one has to be an alpha, right? I think that the term is called alpha. So what are your other pieces of advice to those people who are not yet on that state but want to go there?
I think like one thing I ask everyone is to have a clear vision. What do you want from your life? And build everything towards that. If you don't know where you are going, any road will take you there. And you don't want to be going to a random destination. You need to have a set of like, maybe these are the things that I want in my life. So the moment you have that vision, the moment you have that clarity, I think everything is going to be possible. There is nothing in the world that you cannot achieve as long as you have that crystal clear clarity about what that is. I would always like to say, you need to have a 4K picture about your destination. The moment you have your 4K picture, you're going to find all the resources. It's never be an issue with the resources. It's all about like how resourceful are you with the resources that you already have.
Nice. So I really love that picture. 4K. I love that analogy. 4K picture. I love that. Because it simply means you must have the clarity of what you really want in life, not just 720. I know it's high resolution, but there are times that it's still not clear. So you have to get to that 4K, which is the maximum resolution, maximum clarity of the picture. Wow. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's it. So please follow Vamsi Polymetla on LinkedIn. He has a ton of content. I'm seeing his content, and it's super helpful for those people who are who want to become the next version of this, not really the next, but the better or the best version of themselves. And also kindly follow Vamsi on his Instagram account at Polymetla. Did I get it right? Yeah.
Yes, Polymetla.
All right.
And also you can visit me on at vamsi.coach on web.
All right. That's great. So thank you so much, Vamsi. We've really learned a lot today, and I'm really sure that our listeners will also learn from you and this whole talk that we had. It's so meaningful, and thank you so much. Pleasure to have
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Remember, guys, act before you are ready.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You've reached the end of another episode of Historia. If you like this episode, make sure to follow us on Spotify. Also, check out Historia's social media accounts for more pieces of content. See you in the next one.